This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Income inequality is on the minds of many voters right now, much like in the run-up to the 1968 presidential election. With politicians making promises to level the playing field, back in 68, some Republicans said they would, quote, liberate the poor by modifying welfare work requirements. Democrats were promising to build on civil rights legislation. After that campaign was over 52 years ago, what happened to those promises? Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer takes a look.
After Richard Nixon wins the 1968 presidential election, he gets to work on a Republican promise to attack the root causes of poverty, agreeing to support a basic income payment tied to work. Ken Hughes is a historian at the University of Virginia.
But, you know, it cost a lot, so he really wasn't for it and just, you know, expected it to die in committee, and it did.
Congress was controlled by the Democrats. It did give Nixon the authority to freeze wages and prices to get roaring inflation under control. But the 68-party platform said Republicans would avoid wage and price controls. And we know from the Nixon White House tapes that Nixon didn't believe in them. Here he is talking to his Treasury Secretary, John Connolly. It's fuzzy. So, rough translation, Nixon says, the difficulty with wage price controls is the things will not work. Still, here's Nixon in a primetime TV address just 6 months later.
I am today ordering a freeze on all prices and wages throughout the United States.
Ultimately, says Alan Matisseau, a fellow at Rice University's Baker Institute, Nixon pursued whatever economic policy he thought would help him politically.
Whatever the situation is, he's playing it for its political angle. And it led to many inconsistencies in his policies.
Nixon was consistent on Republican promises of a crusade against crime. Systemic racism persisted. Democrats had promised to spur the pace of urban renewal. That stalled. Adrian Lent Smith, who teaches African American studies at Duke University, says most Black homebuyers were stuck in rundown, segregated neighborhoods.
The houses that they were getting were often in terrible condition and in neighborhoods that were only marginally getting city services.
Nixon did work with the Democratic Congress on some issues. Still, Democrats' 1968 promises to build on earlier civil rights gains largely evaporated. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.